6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. I could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Welcome back into the show. Nick Stainer filling in for Jake Sorensen. One final day. Steve Sipple, Bill Bush alongside.
One final day.
I didn't mean it that way. I was just saying, I let the people know because we talked about this. Out of the routine, it's a change, right? Obviously, people might not have been listening all week long, so they're wondering where Jake's at. When's he coming back? He'll be back on Monday.
Has it been arduous?
No, not at all. It's been fine. I've enjoyed it. Hopefully, you guys have too.
Italians are resilient.
Yeah, thank you. That's exactly
You're
what
Italian,
I was looking
right?
for.
No, I'm not.
I am not Italian. Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry. At Currency
Finance,
a Sandhills global company. They offer full-time positions.
Sandhills
in financial sales, compliance.
I'm going to the Sandhills.
Compliance operations and other fields. They have a 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Here's the most important piece of the information. Visit gocurrency.com/careers, as that's where you can learn more. It is time.
They're so good that the Sandhills named themselves after Sandhills Global.
Jeez.
That's what I'm talking about. Finn is finance.
Yep.
And they are financing the area, all the farmers out in the Sandhills also. God, they're doing it all. Fintech. You want to get involved with something? All of a sudden, cash, Friday's off. How about that?
They get Fridays off, yeah. Like half Friday.
So right now, imagine you're driving, you're already at work right now, and you're going like, what are you guys going to do for lunch? I don't know. I'm just going to stay at work. I'm not. I can have lunch because you know why? I'm done at noon. How about that? They get more done in four and a half days. They get more done in 4.5 days than they do in five.
God, man. Long weekends. Yeah. See, these guys a lot of problems.
Telling you what, just get a hold of Carson Schott. He'll get the one-on-one information, one-on-one interview for you, and your whole life changes.
God, I need that. I need some change.
Yeah. We could both. I don't think right now. Imagine a couple financial people advise you and me. Hi, Steve Sipple here. What do you need there?
I don't even know where to begin.
I don't even know. Yeah.
Please come in.
Yeah, please come in. We'll talk this thing through. Yes, that would. We're not looking for us, but that's why they're going after the best.
That's right.
They're going after the best new graduates or those that are currently in the finance business. Thank you, Carson.
Fintech.
GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more. All right, it is time for Dr. Love, sponsored by the grain marketing and crop insurance experts at Trados. Visit GoTrados.com to learn more. All right, it's time. Call or text us 402-464-5685. 5685 for love and relationship advice from Dr. Love himself. It's a big day. Here we go.
Come on,
let's
Bill.
Play that intro.
They call me.
Alrighty, 402-464-5685. Alrighty. It's time for a doctor.
You remember last Friday?
I do. We didn't even need to bring it up.
Swim goes, "What do you got for us?" Didn't he? No, that's not how it works. They have to text or call. So, what do you got for us? Like, I was supposed to just give random advice.
I figured there just was like a that. Theme.
No.
I thought there was a theme.
No, what do you got for us?
Here we go. We got our first one. Comes from the YouTube stream.
The tube.
Let's do this one. Dr. Love. How do I tell my girlfriend to stop calling during the show? Anytime she'll call, should I pick it up or not?
Is that Bombeck?
It is Genghis.
Why is C and Bombeck texting us?
Nope.
Wait a second. That's Genghis?
That's Genghis.
The corn.
Oh, now wait a second. Yeah. Say the question again.
Yeah, say it one more time.
Dr. Love, how do I tell my girlfriend to stop calling during the show? She's going to call. Should I pick it up or not?
Yeah, that's really simple. It's a no. No, you do not pick up the phone during that time. No, absolutely not. Okay. There's no, if there's something going on at that, it's really simple like that. You don't answer it with a quick respond text in the middle of something. We'll get right back to you. Love you. That's what you want to do like that. No, because all of a sudden, and it's always like, well, you can go back, listen on the stream or go back with it. No, not if that is what you do. And here's the thing. The only way you have a great relationship is if you have your own time. This is Genghis's time. You have to have your own time and be able to have a little bit, build some boundaries. Hey, this is the one time a day that I need to have this. I'm available for you for everything, but this is my time of day that I get it. This is where I kind of have my little moment, right? This is where I relax. I do this. I listen to this. And that helps me because if he has a happy show with us, then he has a happy girlfriend.
Yep.
And that's all there is to it.
Genghis.
You do not answer that call. You do not answer that call, but you don't ignore the call. Quick text immediately in the middle of something. Boom. And the other thing too is there's nothing more powerful than preparation. So sometimes it's a time like that tonight. Sit down with her. You're out. You're doing that. Say, hey, listen. When you call during the show, that's kind of my time, and it helps. She'll have her. You know why? She has her own time. She has a time of her own, and she's going to be like, you know what? That's the time too that if you called. Probably wouldn't go well.
You know what just happened to, by the way? You know what? This is what the beauty of Dr. Love. I feel like we're closer to Genghis now.
I do too. I really feel
a closeness to Genghis.
Do. Yes. I think if build a breaker. Genghis, reach out to somebody you think might be having some marital problems and have them listen in.
And call Dr. Love.
Call Dr. Love or call Sip.
No, Dr. Love is professional.
We go back and forth on support. Sometimes I'm Ed McMahon. Sometimes you're Ed McMahon. Today you're Ed McMahon.
This is Dr. Love. Other,
and then when we do Aging Gracefully, I'm Ed McMahon. And the co-host of the Better Times.
Better
Times. Go ahead.
Sports Talk and Better
Times.
Thank you,
on
Tamara.
The t-shirt.
Thank you, Tamara.
Let's see. So Scrobe says, how do you get around the inevitable, she's claiming that you're going to cheat on her.
Wait a second, Bill.
Okay. this is really heavy. Okay, all right.
This comes
on.
From. This is not Genghis asking this question. Yeah. This is somebody else.
What is the question again? Is this a male? Who's asking the question?
Yes, a fellow man is asking. Yeah. When I don't answer her calls, she claims that I'm cheating on her.
Okay. Okay. That's a good question. To have, I would say like that, obviously, the only thing that builds up trust over time is your actions. And so if you keep showing the same actions that you're responsible, you keep in touch with her, you have your moments like that. Also, it's the same preparation thing. You have to have that sit-down conversation is, I'm not available to answer the phone 24/7. But the one thing I'm not doing, I'm not on another social media platform. Communicate with other women. You're my one, you're my only. And like I said, we have to be able to get through this and be strong enough together, because if I call out to you and don't reach you like that, the first thing that goes through my mind is she talking to someone else? It's just that simple.
It's just that pure and simple like that. And it's not worth having an argument about. Just be like, going, I don't do that. I do things the right way. Sometimes I'm unavailable.
You might say something flip, like, you're more than enough to deal with.
Give it a shot, Ed.
We have a couple of more here. Ryan, to celebrate Mother's Day this Sunday. Don't forget, this is a reminder for all the gents out there. Mother's Day is on Sunday. Ryan asks, what's the best way to celebrate your wife on Mother's Day? Do you take her out, take the kids somewhere from her, a nice gift, or maybe all the above?
None of the above. It's a task. Forming of a task. What around the house can be done? Because your wife will be more impressed with something that is there's one or two things that's been eating at her, or it's been discussed about getting this done. We have to get this done. Yeah, I know. We'll get it. Yeah, we got to get this done. Whether it be putting some rock down, whether it be doing whatever it is.
Put some rock down.
Just like, okay, we have to get this done. Mm-hmm. Picking a task is way above like flowers, like that. No.
Swim.
No.
That's advice.
Pick a task, and all of a sudden it's like, you know what? I redid every light bulb in the house like you want it, or I did something of that. Any little thing like that.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because we have Sipple's number one fan text in saying, I'm celebrating 11 years of marriage tomorrow. How do I get my wife to understand that not all honey-do list projects only take 10 minutes?
Well, you're being challenged today,
I'm being challenged. That's not that hard, really. It's just kind of like, you just give them you say, honey, can I give you an example? If we're going to do this project, and she's like, yes, that needs to be done. Couple things. I'm going to Home Depot and I'm going to Menards. I have to talk to someone about this. I have to purchase it. I'm going to drive around back and I'm going to go pick up whatever I need to get, whatever the task is. Like,
we're
that.
At a half hour right now.
Yeah. We're already, I'm not even at Menards and we're 14 minutes into this. And so that gives you a plan of kind of, hey, this is how it is. And then you kind of lay it out like, we're going to do this in segments. We're going to do this. We're going to phase this out. So let's write down our phase plan, phase one. And usually it's not the big or the most important. Phase one means pick one big, pick one that's super simple, because you want to have success to get the thing started. So if I have phases written down, we have six things in three phases. One of them should be something really simple. Knocked it out. That took me not very much time. This other one's going to take more time. So that's going to be that phase of it. Communication.
We do have a phone call that we'll get to in just a second. I have this one that says, it goes along with Mother's Day once again, so I want to keep these together. Meet Prayers asks on YouTube.
Meet Prayers?
Meet Prayers. My wife wants to go buy herself some clothes for Mother's Day. Is planning things to do for her with the kids good enough for me, or do I need to get her something also?
If she's kind of established, hey, I kind of want to do this for myself, anything that you do with the kids to take that off, job well done. There's not need to be additional like that. Because what he's doing is giving which Sip will tell you, it's true, the gift of time is very nice. Yes. And if she has 4 hours to herself, 4 to 5 hours, where she can actually maybe get her nails done, maybe go shopping, maybe go get a hold of somebody, coffee, have a drink with somebody, whatever it is. If she knows for 4 to 5 hours that she's off the books.
Oh, God.
I don't know if there's anything better. What it would be like, it'd be like back in the day, like, take the phone off the hook. That was we took the phone, take the phone off the
and
hook.
Then
that,
what?
That it's like, there's no answering. I'm unavailable.
Right. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Samuel in Lincoln. Samuel, you're on with Dr. Love. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Love. You freshen up my day like a hot cup of coffee. I appreciate you taking my call. Oh. You know, me and my wife, we've got this unspoken rule in our relationship where I do all the driving, you know, for the family. And I love it. I love being in control. I love driving our family. But I've noticed recently I've got a backseat driver sitting shotgun. And, you know, just to give you an example, you know, we'll be stopping at a red light and I'm turning right on red. And I come to a complete stop. And then I slowly move forward a little bit, and then all of a sudden, she goes, squirrel, there's a squirrel! It's like all this anxiety, you know? I just, Dr. Love, what do you do about the backseat driver?
Squirrel, there's a squirrel.
Thank you, Samuel.
I know this. Does your wife gasp? Because Laura gasps a lot. I get the gasp all the time, or this one, coming in a little hot.
come a little hot. They get that one every time. So
you get the gasp.
They get the gasp a lot. So first thing to think about this is that you're not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone in that whatsoever.
No.
And so I honestly, the best thing to do is nothing. It's just thing to do is nothing. There's no reason to have an argument, no reason to have a comment. And this really isn't the time either to be like, when we get back home, I'm going to sit down and say this, like that. The best thing you do is just move on.
Nothing.
Just drive. You're the driver. Move on.
Makes
a simple comment. Let it go at that.
This is not a joke.
Yeah.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is extraordinary advice.
Thank you, Steve.
I mean it. The best thing to do is nothing.
Nothing. Yes, that's a lot of times the best thing to do.
And there's a lot of us out there that need that advice.
Need that.
We're going to continue this real quick because we're pushing time because since Bill's got to get out of here and go to Arthur.
We don't want to do Dr. Love anymore?
No, we do.
Doing it.
I think we should be doing this every
day. Tommy,
I think this could have saved a couple of my relationships. Damn it.
Why didn't you call me 4 years ago? Hey, that'd be the best.
I mean, 12
years. Hey, Bill, I know you're working with special teams right now. I know you're out on the road recruiting right now, but I have some questions.
Dr. Love.
I would have answered.
Tommy asks, hey, Dr. Love, my wife is a borderline hoarder. If anyone on her side of the family wants to get rid of something, she will gladly take it. But we never need the item, and it sits in the garage and storage for years. Then gets annoyed when I suggest getting rid of 5-year-old stuff that we never use. I cannot stand clutter. So what do I do to navigate these situations better?
Oh, wow. Now you're on a tough one. The only thing you have really in this option, because she's not going to change much, and you want to try to be like, okay, you want to just education-wise, here's something we've not used. Somebody else could probably use. The first thing would be, how do I sell her on the fact that someone else needs this more than us? So there might be some of that. So to take it to Goodwill, to some place, we just say, I'm not throwing it away, but there's probably a family that could really use this, and we're not using it. The next thing has to be whether you establish it at your house through a shed that is built or a storage unit or something. Say, if we have to keep this, I have to move this to another location because I've got to have some sanity in my garage. I got to have this. So two things is like, how can I get rid of things that we should get rid of, but how do I stress that somebody else probably needs this more than us? And there are, whatever, if you have it there, there's probably somebody who goes, I'd really like to have that. Younger couple, younger this whatever.
That's you want.
And the next one is, if it's like non-negotiable, then it's like, okay, how do I store it better? So I'll give you an example. At our house, we built three huge shelves over the top of our garage doors. So I have a place just to get stuff out of the way, and it's out of kind of out of your eye and out of your and that, so I get less worked
Good
up
idea.
About it.
Good
so
idea.
Try to educate. Try to say it's going to help someone better. Find a better way to store it so it's not randomly sitting around.
Last one for Dr. Love before we get to the game
this
show.
This is the ninth one. All
well,
right,
we have time for a couple more. We do it.
Are you being sarcastic?
No.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. A few more.
My girlfriend of 7 years and mother of our 5-year-old twins celebrated our anniversary yesterday, and I didn't get flowers. Instead, I was going to save it for Sunday for Mother's Day. I think she was a little short with me this morning. Am I in the doghouse? What do I do?
You're in the doghouse. You made an error on that one. Yeah, you don't want to.
Now
you,
what?
You don't want to miss. You don't want to miss that. It's not when if there is two things that go together. If your birthday is December 23rd, you know what? I'll catch you on Christmas. No, that's your day. So when you have a day, doesn't matter when it is, that's your day. So you're in a pickle. You're up against it. So you got to go with something like
get him out of the pickle.
Bizarre, unique. So you want to go back in time. He wants to come up with an idea, a reminder of something when they first met or some incredible moment and tie back to that. And so if it's sort of tie back and you want to act on this immediately, that there was an error made on this, but I had this, if you have a slight fib in there that I wanted to get this to you yesterday, but I got it for us today, that's not going to set things back too far, but you cannot combine things. You can't combine things like that. Well, her birthday Saturday, Mother's Day Sunday. Nope. No 2-for-1 deals. You got to go all in on every day.
Once again, that's trouble.
Yeah.
Wow. Keep one. You got
a
couple more.
No. That's good. I think that's a good place to stop.
All right, here we go.
I don't appreciate the sarcasm. I felt like that was a real complete Dr. Love conversation.
It was not sarcasm. Bill knows I'm not being sarcastic.
He's not on this one. He really
is. Okay, good. All right.
I thought we had time.
Suits, are you listening?
Well, Bill's got to get out of here in 6 minutes. So he's got to go to Arthur. Okay. So that's what we're planning on.
Okay, I didn't
That's what we're planning on.
I knew he had to leave, but I didn't know we had
that's
to
That's why I'm here and you're there.
That Dr. Love was serious.
That's very kind of you. And I do feel like that the only chance we have to ever have success at Dr. Love is the
Dustbuster.
He said Dustbuster. I go, that's not a Dustbuster. He goes, no, you want that? I go, you weren't doing that. You just put it right here.
The best part was it was a no look too.
It's a no look.
He just puts his arm.
And I go. I looked over. I go, okay, don't leave him hanging.
Why was there contact?
why did Bill just punch my fist? Why did he just punch my Dustbuster?
We do have a phone call.
Okay.
I want to make sure it's for the game show or Dr. Love. We don't want to bring somebody on that is wondering about relationship advice.
They thought they're doing Film Friday. They had to come up with some reason.
Is it game show? Perfect. All right. So we're gonna go ahead and move on. It's time to play Shut Up, Sipple. By the way, Dr. Love, sponsored once again by the Grain Marketing and Crop Insurance Experts at Trados.
The DOS.
You can visit gotrados.com to learn more there. All right. It is time for the game show. Win a business box of bagels to our friends at Bagels and Joe. There's a lot on the line today, gentlemen. You are 0-4 on the week. We could go for 0-5.
What do they say? What's the verbiage?
Bagel boy.
Jeez.
That is what they say.
He does it really well. So does Schaefer.
Schaefer does it better than I do.
Schaefer does it really well.
Good. Thank you.
That was pretty good, though.
I appreciate that.
That was
pretty good. So the topic today.
Did you finish that donut?
I sure did.
Okay.
The topic today.
Maple.
On a Film Friday
from Greg
is racing movies. How do you guys feel about racing movies?
Horse racing?
Just racing movies.
Just racing.
Any
racing movies.
Got a chance.
All right.
Would be better.
Got a chance. We could really use this win. We're 23-23. We were really on a roll.
I know.
Our losing streak is we've got one since Swim's been in here. We've not won one
time.
But
they haven't been super difficult.
If I just let you say Washington State, wouldn't have this problem.
Shut up, Sipple.
This is
starts
on me.
Right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All righty, call now 402-464-5685. We initially had Hayden. We no longer have Hayden. And so let's go ahead and Hayden hung up. There's the dial tone for everybody to see Hayden that he ran away. So Ellie's going to get another caller. We got another one. The topic today is racing movies. Don't ask me how I landed on this. I watched a racing movie a couple of days ago, and I thought, you know what, this will be the film Friday. Instead of picking an actor or actress like I usually do, we'll just say racing movies. All right, we have Jim. Jim, how do you feel about racing movies, my friend?
I feel like they're going to get the bagel this week.
All right. Whoa, whoa. We did get a text that said, get those T-shirts ready. It's a big day. It's a big day. All right, Jim.
It's probably our biggest day in this game.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I'm honored to be part of it.
There you go, Jim. All right, Jim, first question to you.
That voice sounds incredible.
It does.
When a sprinter is disqualified from the Olympic Games, he enlists the help of a dishonored coach to start their country's first bobsled team. What movie is this?
Cool Runnings.
Is it Cool Runnings?
Oh,
it is.
Brilliant. That's a hard one.
We had that.
just be patient, all right? I usually try to give one last per
one,
team.
Our will be one from the 40s.
Nope. All right, Sipple, you're down 1-0. Bill is in play.
He's surly.
Bill is
surly
in play.
Love.
Sipple, when a top-ranked NASCAR driver stays atop the standings thanks to a pact with his best friend and teammate, Cal, however, a French Formula One driver makes his way up the ladder, the driver's talent and devotion are put to the test.
Is this a funny movie?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Talladega Nights.
Is it Talladega Nights? It is.
Brilliant.
We are tied up.
I know the movie. I don't think I would have got the tie.
Once again, it layup for each team. Yeah. One apiece. Bill is now out of play. All right, Jim. We're tied one apiece. Your second question. This 2019 movie takes place in the 1960s. While car designer Carroll Shelby and driver Ken Miles battle corporate interference and the laws of physics to build a revolutionary race car. This film also features Matt Damon and Christian Bale.
Oh, I can see it. I just cannot remember the name of it.
You have it? No. Oh,
wait. Enzo something or other.
It is not. Sipple, do you want to steal this one? You are tied at one.
No, I better not.
It is Ford versus Ferrari.
Should have gotten it.
Yeah. Ford versus Ferrari.
No, and the thing is, I've not seen the movie, but I watch a lot of like clips on it.
Yeah.
I don't know why it pops up. So.
Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah. Okay. This is for the win, though, right?
This is for the win. This is to avoid going 0-5.
Oh, wow.
Or do we go to the tiebreaker? All right, Sipple. We're tied up at one apiece. This movie, released in 2005... tells the story of a circus animal who was abandoned in Kentucky and raised near a track on a farm.
Wow.
These are IMDb descriptions because I'm not creative enough to
say it again.
Please.
This movie, released in 2005, tells the story of a circus animal who was abandoned in Kentucky and raised near a track on a farm. Circus animal who was abandoned in Kentucky. Once again, IMDb. I'm not creative enough to come up with my own explanations, descriptions. We also have people on the text line and YouTube stream saying, layup. Damn it, Sipple.
Wow. Layup.
Yep. Here we go.
What state?
Bill is out.
What state?
I said it twice.
One more time.
This is the last time I will read it. Tells the story of a circus animal who was abandoned in Kentucky and raised near a track on a farm. You got 5 seconds. Five.
Think of a circus animal, Steve.
Four. Three. Two.
Monkeying around.
Is it monkeying around?
Oh, the monkey.
Now, here's the thing. Jim, if you steal this one, they will lose if you get it correct. If you get it incorrect, you automatically lose and you hand them the win. What do you want to do? Do you want to steal this one?
I feel like I need to try it at least.
Because we can go to the tiebreaker if you pass, and we can let it decide.
Oh, if you miss it, you lose, Jim.
Yep. Everything's on the line here, Jim. What do you want to do?
I feel like I remember it. I'm going to go for it. What the heck? Is it The Dreamer?
Is it The Dreamer?
Yes! No bagel!
How about that?
Jim.
It is Racing Stripes. A circus zebra abandoned in Kentucky. There's those horns.
Get that down. Oh, Jim, you saved us.
Wow.
Jim, I have a lot of respect for Jim.
I do too.
To go for it. He's on air. Could have played it safe. He made a run. Thank you, Jim.
How about that? Racing Stripes. Have a you heard circus of that? Zebra.
Never even heard of it.
Really?
I think I would like it.
Yeah. It's a good one. There's the horn. Sip avoids going 0-5 this week.
We avoid going 0-5.
Sip and Bill, yes. Bill helped you out multiple times this week.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah. So here's the tiebreaker real quick.
Here we go.
How many movies are included in the entire Fast and Furious franchise?
Ooh. 6.
Good number. Look, Ellie reacted very negatively to that, so it must be over.
It is 14. 14
what?
Movies in the Fast and Furious franchise. Because you have the 1 through 6s, but then you have some other spinoffs
God,
of
just, okay.
Fast
just
and Furious.
On sometimes during the day, you know, just as the Fast and Furious, and it could be 1 or 12.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly. And you never know.
Right.
You never
they're
know.
They're all kind of the same.
All right, Bill, you got to get out of here.
Oh, real quick, my sister's number, area code 402-360-0764. Text her for Ron. Ron's 90th birthday. Big birthday party at the bank today.
At Midwest Bank.
Midwest Bank. Member
that's right.
FDIC.
God, he's going to be the focus, yes. Focal point at yes. Midwest Bank. Yes. Probably with a Regal polo.
Yes. He'll be up there. Planted his garden yesterday.
There you go.
With his great-grandson.
Hour number 3 of the show comes up next.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.